All right, so today we are actually talking about a listener-suggested question and topic. Mm-hmm. We are talking about blended families and the challenges that kind of revolve around that. So we just wanted to kind of touch on that and maybe have some experiences that you've had with just friends that you've known over the years and kind of what they've gone through.
Sure. So when we got this in, I started to kind of like categorize what would be a blended family. I could see maybe adoption, even fostering. Maybe you got remarried from a divorce or a widowship, and your spouse passed away. So let's take fostering first, since we know a few people that Dana and I have kind of helped along the way. We helped shoot a video for a young couple who was looking to foster, possibly adopt, and they had to go through this process of kind of the interview part, right? And make sure they're all stable and worthy of adoption, that kind of thing. And when I got this question, I think the person who asked it, there were some struggles of on the other side of all these processes.
Right.
Whether it's adoption, fostering, or being remarried. So the front side of it, obviously you're trying to get qualified and you're on a waiting list and you're just praying about fostering some children that are in a bad situation or adoption because you can't have them on your own. And or the marriage direction of maybe your spouse has passed away or you're divorced and you've been remarried and your spouse has children and you have children, the old Brady Bunch option. What all these things have in common is they're going to be struggles. There is nothing different about these situations than a normal biological birth. In the sense of there's going to be challenges. Mm-hmm. There's going to be issues of attitudes or expectations. Their personality doesn't line up with yours because you don't have to be adopted to have a different personality than your parents.
Yeah.
We have two sons, you and Noah, different personalities. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there who has multiple kids knows exactly about that. And all I got to do is say two words, and everybody will say, ah, yeah, middle child, right? So I think whatever situation you're in, I think it's important to set expectations. And if you go into fostering with the expectation of these are going to be my children forever, that may be a hard situation to unfold. Mm-hmm. Many times you're there to help them through a bad situation, a bad time. The parent is going through something, or a situation could be they're in prison for X number of years, or they're in rehab or whatever. Either way, usually fostering tends to be a little bit shorter term. Mm. Adoption, a little bit difficult in the sense of it's got a process, it's got a cost, and the more stipulations you give to it, the more difficult it is. Mm-hmm. And so we have some friends who were really into trying to adopt, but they wanted three siblings, very specific years of like 7, 9, 11, mm-hmm. that kind of range. And it's very specific, right? I mean, they want to do siblings together, but it's difficult because you've narrowed it down so much.
Right.
And so that was a process they proceed with for 2-3 years. Could not get even a nibble on adopting someone. And then from a standpoint of from a divorce or a widowship, that has its own challenges when it comes to what I knew before and what I know now as my parents. And so before I ramble anymore, do you have any situations that you've kind of run across?
There's a couple in our small group that is fostering a small child right now, just kind of helping the mother along. I think she's a single mother right now, and she just needs someone to kind of like watch the child during the day and during the weekends when she's working, trying to kind of make ends meet. And it has been interesting to see the kind of difficulties they're experiencing, because they're even one step removed from, say, adoption, where adoption is, you know, you are now my son, daughter, but not blood, but still my son and daughter, whereas fostering is much more difficult for them, because they're like, well, I'm not really a parent here. I'm more like a, you know, just kind of a step between. So, but they've thoroughly loved it, and they've really enjoyed, like, pouring into this kid's life, creating a safe environment kind of thing. He's still very, very young. I think he's under, like, 5 years old, so he's still, you know, not quite the attitude phase, as we talked about earlier, but I think it's difficult, because having a family and all the dynamics that happen naturally in that situation is difficult. And then you add in this extra layer of, like, we talk about expectations and preconceived notions and that kind of stuff, with kind of adoption, fostering, or, you know, remarried kind of stuff. It's difficult, because you're immediately like, oh, well, this is just going to be like this in my head. Sure. But I think we all can fall in that category, you know, like we talked about in our previous podcast about planning and how difficult it is to have plans go without fail. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, as long as that child knows that you love them unconditionally, like God loves us, I think that's truly your best course of action to kind of unruffle those feathers.
I do think that, sometimes we don't prepare for any of those situations. You know, you heard the book, What to Expect What You're Expecting, right? Well, that's been revised like 30 times since it came out, because the expectations have changed so much, or the process has or whatever. So each of those situations that I've run across, I don't know what those adults had done in preparation for that. You know, think of getting married. You're probably going through some kind of book together, discussing some of the things you'll be doing. I think sometimes we have that luxury of time, because fostering and adoption may be a bit of a process, where you kind of may meet someone after a divorce, and within, say, 3 to 6 months, you guys are talking about getting remarried. So the kids are not aware of that sometimes, that it's moving to that. And then, so I think that maybe preparation might be kind of helpful to blended families. There is no silver bullet to say, oh, if you did this beforehand, or if you do this now, that's going to make life easier. I do think, whether it be fostering, adoption, or a blended family in the sense of remarry, boundaries. I think boundaries, you know, even though kids don't like boundaries and they may squawk about them, they appreciate those boundaries being there. And so I think it's important to approach that process with some planning, a ton of prayer, good communication with your spouse or spouse-to-be before that starts, because once that family becomes blended, you're kind of building that plane in the sky. You know, because, you know, well, you're not my dad. You're not my mom. We didn't do it that way before. I don't have to listen to you, or I'm only here for a little bit. You know, I've seen fostering go really well. We have some friends at church that has fostered, goodness, over a dozen children from a young age into their teens. And they used to have like 3 or 4 at a time. And they've done a fantastic job. It always seems to be very stable, very long process. If you were to ask these two people, I'm sure they have a very different viewpoint of a stable. Mm-hmm. Just because someone makes it look easy doesn't mean it's easy.
100%.
And so then we have friends that they started fostering a couple of children, did a lot of prep around the house and planning, and then within a month, the parents took them back. Mm. And so that's always a difficult time for the parents as well, because you get emotionally attached.
Yeah.
And so for that person who asked about what can be done for a blended family, one, I'd put God at the center of this family. Whether those children know God or not, they're going to be exposed to God in this family. Mm-hmm. And so making maybe Bible reading time a daily thing until everybody gets on the same page of behaviors and communication style, being flexible with each other until you can know that person better, and then discipline. You know, I think that they need to know that you're going to be there even when times get tough. Mm-hmm. Because more than likely, times got tough and their other parent was not there anymore.
Yeah.
And so having some boundaries for them, it'll help start to build that trust. And I can't tell that person who suggested this topic if it's going to take 2 months or 2 years.
No.
It may take 20 years. I mean, it's being a parent to a biological child is a process that is ever changing and never ending. And so, I don't know. I hope that some of this helped that person. It sounded like such a specific question that they were going through something and looking for an answer. I'm sure there are books out there. Mm-hmm. What I would do is call your church and see what they have in place for an adoption process or fostering process, and see if they can introduce you to someone in the church that's mm-hmm. gone through what you're going through right now. Maybe they've gone through it, they're going through it, just to get a perspective of before, during, and after. That may help your situation right now.
Yeah, I mean, support is definitely, like, up there. I mean, I know when the couple in our small group was looking to foster, they did a lot of research, a lot of talking to other people in our church that had fostered. They had they met with multiple people in the organization they're partnering with to talk about what they've gone through, what they expect, that kind of thing. So I think, you know, as a parent, I'm sure you can attest to this since, you know, you've raised me and Noah, but looking for support in your local church is probably paramount to most things.
Sure.
Just because you have people that are, you know, going through it in the future, looking back and can give you tips.
Sure.
And then people before that you can mentor to and right. kind of thing. So as we always talk about, communication is key, mm-hmm. and reaching out to people for help, even talking to your spouse, or even, you know, having a dialogue with your children.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, you know, these are humans, adult humans at some point that right. you can kind of have a conversation with. And, you know, as long as boundaries are set up and respect is given both sides, you know, you can only hope for the best.
Now, Uncommon has a couple of great resources called Good Talks. Hmm. And we specifically have some that are catered for dads to speak to children. And a couple of the packs, they're not just like all for adult children or all for 3-year-olds. Mm. They're broken into segments so that you can start a conversation or ask questions to help build that relationship. And so if you're looking for some resources that you don't know where to start, maybe start with prayer, and then focus on finding some resources. Look at the Good Talk packages on the uncommon.org site and look for the one for dad. Yeah. And that would be a great place to start.
Yeah, definitely.
So, well, thank you for joining us today as we wrap up this podcast. Be sure to check us out every Wednesday. We'll be launching a new episode. And if you're going to be something, be uncommon.